Om Shanti. Baba seems to prefer the word remembrance rather than yoga. And when he comes, his message is remember. Remember who you are. Remember your true self. And remember me. Such a simple message. We constantly remember something or the other anyways, because remembrance is such a constant activity within the soul. It's a faculty, it's a capability of the self that happens every millisecond of our life, all of us, all the time, we remember one or the other thing. And if we check, we will find that what we remember is usually, most of the time, some aspect of this physical world. We have a natural remembrance of the self, but not the real self. Instead, we remember the physical body, so we constantly think of the self. We have this awareness of the self as a body. We remember others as their own physical bodies. We remember the objects that our bodies are related with. We remember the past, the future. We remember interactions, relationships, situations. And all of these happen in the physical world. So remembrance happens naturally all the time. And Baba knows this. Baba knows that this is what's happening within every soul, a constant remembrance. And every time we remember something, someone, no matter what the content of this thought is, the moment we remember, we are influenced from the content of this thought. Whatever we become aware of, it's like we have an instant connection with what we remember, with what we think. And then there is instant, simultaneous influence and experience of what we remember. So we remember constantly, we connect with what we remember, so in a way we are constant yogis and we are under the influence of what we remember, what we connect with, we experience, and this experience leaves an impact, an impression within the soul. So we are all wandering yogis all the time, having yoga connection in this context with one or another aspect of life. So Baba comes and says that be a Raj yogi, be a real yogi. And what does this mean? First of all, be who you are, remember who you are, have connection, have yoga with yourself. And of course, this implies that we have remembrance, natural, constant remembrance of the self as a subtle being, invisible being of light that is completely separate from that body from that role of the physical world. And if we do this first step right, then everything else follows. It's like with anything else in life. When, for example, one wants to go to a destination, he has to make sure that he makes the first step in the right track. Otherwise, if he put his first step on the wrong path, so no matter how sincerely and how in a dedicated way, and even if he uses all his energies to reach the destination, all of these are fine, but all of these are used in the wrong path, and he will reach the wrong destination. So it is absolutely essential to make the first step right. So the first step is to remember who we really are. But as it has been mentioned and highlighted already, because this is the first step and that's why the emphasis has been given in this way, when Baba comes, the only one who can do anything is the role. So Baba speaks to the soul, but the soul is not there to listen. It's like when someone dreams while sleeping. So if someone dreams that he's a certain character in his dream and one wants to wake him up, no one is there to listen to him. The one who is the real person is asleep. So to start with, the one who would listen is the character in the dream. Or of course another analogy, which is exactly what's happening with us, as souls, as actors, we are playing a role. Now we have completely identified with a role, like the person who dreams with the character in the dream. So when Baba comes, we're not there. Then the real person is not there to listen to Baba, so the one who listens is the role. So if you would like to see what has happened to us in three steps, we can say that when Baba comes, the one who listens is, of course, the role. And the role now starts thinking of the self as a bekei role. This is maybe the first stage or the first step in our journey. And then it is the bekei role that sees, thinks, remember the soul, and ultimately, which is the real thing, it is the soul who now is out of any role, the original role and the bekei role, and he's the one who can see from a distance. He can observe all roles. Then it is this completely detached, really detached being of light that can have yoga with Baba. This is the real yogi, the point of light without any trace from the role, that naturally feels Baba, the supreme point of light in the world of silence. And Baba knows, of course, very clearly what has been going on within our consciousness. And he knows that our remembrance has been only within the physical world, the world of chitras, as he was reminding us in a recent mudli, of course, very often, because this is such a basic point in Gyan. So Our remembrance is of physical forms. And this is constant. And it has become habit, but it's not only a habit. There is still perhaps this false belief that there are achievements. That's why remembrance is again and again back within this physical world that is so limited. It's like a 3D, a three-dimensional box movie, small, and this unlimited being of light traps his consciousness, his attention, his remembrance, his yoga within this lifeless, temporary, small box of chitras, of forms that are temporary. They are all fictional for the sake of the performance. So one is the habit, but the other is that in our illusion, we thought that the treasures we already have within us can be found in that physical box. We still think that there are achievements within this physical world. We still think that there is achievements and interesting things, interesting experiences. There is interest in this physical world. That's why, in order for our remembrance to become natural towards the right direction, to remember the invisible world with the invisible beings of light, invisible Baba, to remember the world of Vichitras, one has to realize in a deep way that there are no achievements in the physical world. Because the physical world is lifeless anyways. All the life and all the qualities and all the experiences are within the soul. And of course the soul mixed everything with the world of Chitras. So it's like when children, when they're young, they have very much interest in their toys because their intellect is not developed enough to see something subtler, something more real, something of another level. But when these children grow and become adults, which means that their intellect has changed, has another understanding, then they don't have the same interest. They don't have interest at all. They may even laugh with the things that they used to find interesting when they were children. So we can say that they have a natural disinterest, a natural dispassion, a natural vairag. In other words, they have grown out from this childishness, immaturity, and now with a more mature intellect, they can see what is really interesting. So this implies that what they let go of, which is the toys they used to play when they were young, they are not attractive anymore. So what they let go of, this letting go happens in a very natural way without any suppression or any force. And that's why Baba says, easy Raja Yoga. So easy yogi is the true yogi, is the yogi who has seen clearly how insignificant everything within this physical world is, that there are no achievements. And we all know that naturally we remember what we find interesting. Where we have interest, this is what naturally we remember, and we can do anything that it takes in order to achieve something that is interesting to us. But The thing is how to come out from what we thought is interesting in order to experience what is really important. And that's why Baba gives glimpses to all of us in order to help us remember, even for seconds, what once was the natural, the only constant life, constant experience we had, which is the avyakt, the angelic consciousness, the angelic avyakt life. So where to start from now? One very good method that works is to first of all tell the ego, Ravan, that is totally interested in the drama and tries to pull our attention there, that, yeah, okay, we'll come back to the drama in a few minutes, just for a few minutes. We tell this voice of Ravan, who comes with different forms, like a lullaby, like a siren. So we tell this voice, okay, just for a few minutes, let us give our attention, let us remember something beyond this physical world. And it is these moments that the soul wakes up and realizes who he is and experiences feelings that can then pull the soul, because they are so beautiful, so extraordinary, so attractive. And even with addicts in psychology, they cannot let go of their addictions unless there is a replacement. So in order to replace the goodies of Ravan, we have to experience, to feel the avyakt treasures. And this is a way. And they say that repetition makes perfection. So in this way, if we once come out completely from the forgetfulness, completely from Ravan, then those seconds or moments that we experience the real world, the godly treasures, then at least we know what to do next time. We can always visit, we can always repeat the same experiences, and with concentration go deeper and deeper and deeper until this becomes a natural way of being, a natural way of life. And this is a guaranteed way of enjoying this spiritual journey. Because if we experience the real achievements, there will be a natural addiction towards them. So the real yogi is this star that can observe the physical world as an eternal drama that is lifeless. And it is as if he can see a distinct line between his world, the invisible world, the avyakt world, and the drama. And while he is in the drama, he remains in this subtle, invisible world. Of course, Ravan has the program to always mix things and bring the angel from the other side to cross the line. But when we practice, the more we practice, the easier it is next time. The more we use this intellect that Baba has given us, the sharper it becomes. And we can see the distinction between the two worlds in a natural way. So the real yogi is not the Brahmin who sits to have yoga to remember the soul, but the real yogi is the soul that is beyond the drama, seeing, observing the role. And he's the one who has natural connection with Baba. For the real yogi, reality, the real world, the affect feelings are natural, are constant. So let us experiment with these few thoughts, and we aim just for a few minutes to come out completely from the dream of the ego, from making this drama real and important. So we just remind the self that everything that happened in our life so far, and when it was happening, it appeared so important, but now we don't even remember it, it's gone. So we can see how insignificant it was and it is for us now. So we realize that even what is currently in front of us is another insignificant scene, and even the scenes to come, whether they are destruction or golden age, are also part of the same drama. So someone who is a yogi that is connected with the self and connected with truth can first see the physical world as separate and all the scenes of this physical world equally good. And now the attention is on the soul, on the one who is a yogi, real yogi, that is connected with himself. So this being is naturally embodiment of silence, embodiment of truth. Within silence, he discovers truth. And everything within this silent world, within himself, his inner universe is auspicious, because there's no trace of any vice. The awake soul, the true yogi, does not need to create thoughts about himself. He just feels who he is. His world, his home, his family of stars and Baba are a natural experiencing silence. They are all obvious. It's like someone is in their natural habitat with their family. They don't need to meditate on them, they live with them. So the yogi experiences himself, experiences the stars, his eternal family, experiences Baba, the supreme star. And when he comes on the stage, this experience remains in a natural way. This is his natural life. So his aim is to remain a constant yogi. That is, just to remember constantly that he is this guest, the invisible guest, the invisible traveler in the physical world. And he only needs to remember that he is this being of light, and then everything else is true. His dharana is true and authentic. The service is constant and selfless. Because the only thing that this yogi wishes is to wake his family, to remind them of their beautiful truth. Om Shanti.